Hey, what's going on, guys? It's Market Mike. Today, for Market Mondays, we're going to be covering lead generation types. I'm going to be giving you all some tips on how to generate leads. So make sure you have a pen, paper close to you, and let's do this. Okay. Welcome to the show, guys. I hope you're all having a good day. Like I said before, we're going to be focused on lead generation types today. So we're going to give you a lot of information about that. So make sure you got a pen and paper ready. You ready to roll. All right. If you all don't know, my name is Market Mike. I run an LLC agency based in Indianapolis, Market Mike LLC. Our expertise includes SEO, search engine optimization, design, web development, social media management, marketing, advertising, copywriting, and so much more. So make sure you get in touch with us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter under Market Mike LLC, and you'll be able to see some work we've done and some people that we've worked with. All right, so moving on. The first type of lead generation, we're going to go for lead magnet. Now, when you do lead magnets, you're basically, it's content based. You probably most likely will do cost per click. And it's very, very cheap. It's very affordable, I'll say, for mobile devices. Now, lead magnet is an opt-in offer. So when you do these, I prefer to use video because video is just relevant nowadays. But anyway, when you do these lead magnets, these opt-in offers, you want to basically give something in return for information, because the first and most important thing you need when you're trying to generate leads or when you get the lead is to get their information, because this will be your target client or potential customer that you will always target with all of your ads. Okay, so give them a free download. You know, what I did when I first started, I let them download white paper from my Google. So I had it on Google, and I was just like, who all wants a free da 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 da? And then they were like, you know, me. And then they dropped their emails, and I was able to get those emails in exchange for that information. Okay, so lead magnets, they're very popular, and they're very easy to use. Just make sure you offer an incentive, okay? All right, moving on to the second one. This is a lead form. So this is most likely a sign-up page, right? And these are very guaranteeing, because when you do lead forms, people have to fill out information so that you can see if they're a worthy client, if they're a worthy customer. Because a lot of people, they'll sign up for shit, or they'll go, you know, window shoppers, right? Now think of that in a digital aspect. People are coming to your page, people are coming to your website, and they just want to look. They don't want to spend money. All right, so lead forms are a great way to filter the bullshit. All right, so basically, it's very precise. You know, it's a sign up form. It consists of somebody reserving a seat or a spot or scheduling consultation. You know, otherwise, they're probably stating when they'd be able to make the purchase. But this is valid because this is filtering out the people who are not looking to spend money or looking to purchase the service or product that you have. Okay. There are also opportunities to upsell with these type of lead generator machine. So you can also have, just say for instance, an example, if you had, let me see the best way to say this. If you had, maybe you were giving out tickets, okay? So you're selling pre-sale tickets online, you know, through this ad. And then, they sign up and they tell you when they'd be able to purchase so they can reserve their seat or reserve their spot. You see what I'm saying? And scheduling when they'll be able to pay or whatever the case may be. Then you have an opportunity to upsell them with this type of lead generator machine. Because you can say something like, a special offer available only now, you know, with a little time ticker or something. And it says, would you like to skip the line? You see what I'm saying? So that makes them, okay, I can skip the line. If I book my stuff early, I can pay this and pay that, and I don't have to wait in line. Boom, I'm doing this right now. This is like, I got to get this right now. You see what I'm saying? So it's an opportunity to upsell when you have this type of lead generator machine. All right? All right. So we're going to move on to the next one. This is the third one. This is event promotion. An event lead generation machine, okay? Now, these are done usually in person, or they can be done by, like, webinar. We'll talk about webinar in a second. But, you know, workshops, because when they come to the workshop, you're giving them information, right? You're giving them some type of incentive, right, to be there. And in return, you have a sign-in sheet where they can sign in with their information. You can get their email, their phone numbers, you know what I mean? Their names, their possibly their addresses if you're not too creepy about it, you know? But You basically, with these workshops and events, you know, like I just said, you're giving out information, you're getting information in return, and you're also building value and building trust with your company because it's a face-to-face situation. You know what I mean? You're talking to them right then and there, and you can also get them to sign up for your packages or your services right then and there after you created value, you know, in person. It's always better because then they get the energy from you. They don't think, oh, it's just another guy trying to sell me something. They wouldn't be there in the first place. They came because you had a great incentive, okay? And now, webinars, I'm not too crazy about, to be honest with you. From my research, I could be wrong, but I'm just saying from my research, the average attendance rate of webinars are between 30 and 50%, okay? So when you're doing webinars, I would suggest that you double the amount that you actually desire, okay? And definitely check the cost, the click per cost, all right? So if they're clicking to opt in to schedule or to sign up for the webinar, all right, whether it's a free webinar or not, whatever, which it should probably most likely be a free webinar. But anyway, if they're opting in, then, you know, it's going to cost you every time somebody signs up. So make sure you know the click per cost or per call to action. We're going to, on my next episode, we're going to be covering social media, the ad costs. So you'll be knowing, you'll have all that information as well. But anyway, like I said, webinars, you have to be careful with them, okay? So if you want, like, just say for example, make sure you write this down. If you, going off the fact that they had that the people that the attendance rate is 30 to 50%, right? And you need maybe, let's say you need 1,000 registrations, okay? You need 1,000 people, you know, because we're doubling the amount you actually desire. So let's say you need 500. So you doubled it. Now you're saying, okay, so I really need 1,000 because 500 people are most likely not going to show up. You know, just saying that 30 to 50%, right? So say, for instance, you get the 50% registration rate. Okay, so 500 people did show up. You see what I'm saying? And you take that. And, you know, I mean, your ad spend will probably equal out to something close to $1,000. But if you're doing webinars and you're spending money like this to do webinars, to offer people packages that are going to potentially make you between $200 and $500 a person, then $1,000 ad spend is nothing compared to your return on investment. You see what I'm saying? Because you're potentially going to make, you see what I'm saying, $1,000 10 times. You see what I'm saying? Based off of the package you're offering, okay? So, of course, you need a webinar ad and you need a sign-up page. And, again, just double your efforts, double the amount that you actually desire, and pay attention to the cost per clicks, okay? Moving on to the next one. This is the carousel drip campaign, number 4, okay? So this is for, like, the prospects that need a dozen touches, you know what I mean? Like, you know those people, like I forget who said it. I think Billie Jean said it. You have to kind of, like, be in their face. It used to be a time where you could be, where a person could see a brand 3 to 4 times before they were very familiar with the brand, before it was stuck in their brain. Now they have to constantly see you. I think he said like 30 something times now from their research, but I'm not sure. I just know it's a lot. It's a lot more than fucking 3 or 4. You feel me? So you have to make sure that, you know, they have, with these carousel drip campaigns, you're making sure that they, that you're touching them, that you're seeing your brand a lot more than one time, okay? And you're doing this all at one time, right? So they, you want the prospects to see you a lot before they actually make their purchase. It's kind of similar to what Gary Vee was talking about with the jab, jab, right hook, the give, give, you know, ask, give, give, charge, you know what I mean, type of situation. And this works for different channels, but you have to make sure that you understand those different channels and how they're optimized to make it actually be beneficial for you. Okay, so it can be used to promote different, a carousel drip can be used to promote different features, services, or courses, right? So you're giving away free courses. I got a course on this. I got a course on this. I got a course on that. You know what I mean? And you're not asking for anything. You're giving all of these different options for free education, right? And then they take these options. They get these free education, and they're like, okay, where do I go from here? Now is your chance to upsell them on a service that you might have, okay? Now's your chance to get them to opt in and sign up for more classes. I want to learn more. I like the way you teach me. You break everything down so perfectly. You know, in those, within those features, services, or courses, you are building value, right? Okay, so these are basically multiple messages with, like, you know, hooks that are going to appeal to people the most, okay? And these prospects can choose to opt in or to into one. They can opt in into one, two, three. You know, they got different choices. And in return, you're going to get a name. You're going to get an email, most likely a phone number. You're going to get a sign up. You're going to get information. And that's the whole point of the lead. You know what I mean? So now you're getting all these leads. And these are people who are interested in your service. And so these are the people that you will have a follow-up email for. And then we're going to email marketing. But that'll be another episode. So you definitely want to subscribe and stay tuned. Either way, this basically nurtures the leads at a large scale. It provides information and a sense of trust before they actually make the purchase. And that's very important, you know. So make sure you have a pitch, because you're building, it's a build-up. It's a build-up. Like I said, it's like what Gary Vee said. It's jab, jab, right hook, all right? So the next one is the fifth one. It's lead type. Deals and promotions lead type. Hello. Okay, so it's deals and promotions, basically, it's a discount offer for information in return, okay? Now, this is a very, very old lead-generating machine, but it's like a golden nugget. It's not going anywhere, okay? So you say, buy two, get one free. They sign up, they get the discount, they get the voucher, they get the coupon, whatever it is. This is a deals and promotion lead-generating machine. So, again, it's an incentive. All of these offer an incentive. You're always going to offer an incentive. You're always going to offer something of value in return for your lead generator machine to acquire the information needed for you to turn leads or convert leads into customers. Okay, so buy one, get the next one 50% off. You know, I mean, even fucking Speedway does it. They, you know, you buy six copies, they give you one for free. You know, everybody's got some type of reward system in place for people, you know, that offers people an incentive for them to do something else in return. You know what I mean? So these things are important. So those are the five. I'm going to go over them briefly again. You got your lead magnet, all right? You got your lead form, all right? You got your event promotion, you know what I mean? All right, you got your carousel drip campaign, and you got your deals and promotions, all right? So if you need to, if you miss anything, just start it over, all right? Make sure you subscribe to our Spotify page, and make sure that you get up with us on social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, Market Mike LLC, and hopefully I'll talk to you all soon. All right, enjoy your day. Hey guys, this is Market Mike from Market Mike LLC. And if you're a business owner struggling with social media, say for instance you've been in business maybe what, 5 to 10 years, and you just didn't catch the wave, well, we have a super deal going on right now with monthly consulting. at $100 for an entire month of consulting. We're also doing consulting costs of $25 an hour. So if you need more information and you're the do-it-yourself type of business owner, then we've got the perfect service for you. And if you just like some social media marketing services and management, you don't really want to deal with that end of the stick because you're busy, we've got great packages on the way. So you all just make sure you email us at markandmikellc@gmail.com or get in touch with us on social media and we'll take care of you. Let's find out how we can grow your business.